Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Hey, Karen. All right, so we're going to start off with our question of the month, which is, what have you learned about yourself?
We should start that question all the time.
All right, officially, it's part of it.
Yeah, but don't say that because we'll forget.
I know, we probably will. All right, so here's what we're going to talk about today. So as coaches, we have been getting asked a question by a lot of coaches who are wondering, what do I do if I'm coaching somebody? And because, you know, a lot of people are getting coached about what's going on in the world right now and their emotions and how they're dealing with it and what can they do and also what pisses them off and where they're struggling with everything. And so we're getting coaches to say, what if my client brings up stuff and I don't agree with them on a purely philosophical level? How do I handle that? What if they say something that's racist? What if they say something that to me is not even what the problem is? Like, how as a coach do I reconcile the fact that I am trying to improve the world and be a good coach?
That's a great question.
Right. I know. It's very challenging, right? So because we have duties, responsibilities, the ICF core competencies for some of us that really guide how we have our relationships with our client. And right now we're in an important crossroads of, are we making change in this world? And it's funny because this is something that is, we're going to be talking about in Inner Circle for the entire month of July with our close group of coaches to talk about, what do we do? How do we handle it? Do we go out of coach mode? Do we do, you know, just all of those questions that have been coming up? Because one of the things we are signed up to be is non-judgmental. But I got to tell you, this is a topic where passions run high.
Oh my gosh, totally passions run high in this. And, you know, I don't want to divert from the topic. But what this makes me think about, though, is just asking yourself the question, like, when you get tweaked, like, what's the trigger, right? What button did it push for you, right? What value did somebody just hit on that you're, excuse me, you're sitting here and saying, like, whoa, wait a minute. I just got my button pushed. Like, I'm pissed right now, or I'm sad right now, or I'm being really, really judgmental right now. And I think that, Jen, this goes back to asking yourself the questions about what just happened for you. Right? And this is asking yourself the question, what is it that you need to learn about you? Because sometimes those clients that tweak you, sometimes those clients that put you in, you know, that you believe put you in this place of like, oh my gosh, I'm now judgmental. I'm judging every single thing that you say. Those are the ones that a lot of times I feel like they're the ones that are in a weird kind of way, they are a gift that's been delivered to you so you can learn about yourself.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a huge element of self-discovery and learning that happens here. My big question is, though, do you have to stay in the coach mode? Like, so let's just lay it out, right? You have a client, and then all of a sudden you hear unconscious bias coming out. You hear conscious bias coming out. What's your role as a coach? Or as a citizen of the world, right? So we are first a citizen of the world who have a role of a coach. But if you're in a coaching session, then which one is going to win between the two? Does there need to be a win? I mean, there's just so many questions that come up. And right now, people are saying, listen, learn, and don't be silent, right? Those are the messages that I've been hearing out in the world, that we need to listen more, we need to learn more, and everybody has a voice. And if you don't say something, you're sort of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Condoning.
Condoning what's happening. So there you are in a coaching session. And so I think that's interesting. And then don't, but I will say, no matter what the answer is don't ask provocative questions to get them to see the wrongs of the way that they're thinking. Like, that's just bullshit. You don't disguise your agenda under questions to try to get them to see how you see things. So I don't know what the answer is, right? I mean, that's going to be part of the great discussion in the inner circle. But is it, do you stop, take off your coach hat? Do you have a discussion? But what you don't do is you don't disguise your agenda under powerful questions.
Yeah, this is not the spot for leading questions to get somebody where you want them to go. It's not your job as a coach to have them see your point of view, because quite frankly, your point of view doesn't matter.
Not at all, right? And it's there's just something not great about it. So you do have to take a stand. You have to figure out, do you keep coaching? Do you stop? What do you do? How do you have those conversations? Do you have those conversations? Oh my God, there's so much to think about.
And I love that you should probably write down all of those questions, because we could talk about all those questions in the inner circle.
Oh, definitely. So I guess our question to you guys is, what would you do? How would you handle it? Come join us in the inner circle. Talk about it a little bit more. It's going to be the entire month of July that we're going to do that. But this is good stuff, Karen Sullivan.
You know what, Jen, too? And I think just really quick, I think that you don't need to only ask, you know, what would you do? I think that a great thing to ask yourself, too, is what do you think, just to be able to get different perspectives? Like, a great thing to say, okay, great. What would Jen do in this situation? Okay, what would Karen do in this situation? And then at least you can get some different perspectives, because it's not just about what would you do.
Love it.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our No BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.